I'm John DiLiberto, and I've got a great interview with the singer Alou coming up. She talks about divorce, multiple sclerosis, and the macabre. It's much more fun than it sounds. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about a new album by Lawson Rollins called 3 Minutes to Midnight. If you fell in love with the sound of Nuevo Flamenco music many years ago, then you should check out guitarist Lawson Rollins. He's a prodigious musician working in a multi-culti sound world. He's just released his 7th album, 3 Minutes to Midnight. It's a dozen bite-sized vignettes that he says are inspired by the urgency of the moment, the exhilaration of the speed of sound, the poignancy of the remains of the day, and the mystical power of the number 3. You can go into the mystic with Lawson Rollins on his new album, 3 Minutes to Midnight, available from Amazon, iTunes, and other retailers. Now, here's our podcast. You're hearing Echoes, and I'm John DiLiberto. Since 2004, the Los Angeles singer known as Alou has released 4 albums. She's carved out a unique world of verbal wordplay and sonic illusion. She creates a gothic cabaret for songs that often have bizarre horror show imagery, but it gets at underlying psychological themes. Her latest album is called Mrs. Hypochondriac. In Los Angeles, Alou is waiting for my call to her on Skype.
He's calling me. You guys, he's calling me. Should I get on? And I can hear you guys, just so you know. It's kind of tripping me out. Hi, John.
There really is no singer like Alou. You can find elements of Kate Bush dramas, as well as Susie Sue, Doom, Liza Minnelli cabaret, and Lambert Hendrickson Ross wordplay. Her lyrics have a lot of wit, but her imagery is often macabre.
It's just something I've been drawn to, but it's complex because it's not all doom and gloom, and it's not really all about death. It's really about life. It's really about metaphor.
Then there's a song like Scraps on a Bone.
You know, on Scraps on a Bone, you know, I referenced the dying bird. That one actually came from when I was a child. I found a dead bird and I was fascinated by it. And so when I was writing that song, that image kept coming to me. So I just decided to include her in the song. There's a little baby bird with so much life to give. There's a little baby bird with not much time to live. She withers and fades. Beautiful decay. Scraps on.
Alou is in her mid-30s, thin with an aquiline nose and long, dark brown hair that she wears like a shroud. All of her albums have been personal, but her new one, Mrs. Hypochondriac, cuts to the bone.
It is my most personal album and most intimate. And I also think I went through the most suffering for this album. I went through a lot and... But the album saved my life in a lot of ways because it just helped me deal with so much trauma.
She isn't being melodramatic here, even though the album begins, like a lot of albums do, as a breakup record. That's immediately apparent in the first song, Ghost Bride, that talks about a green card wedding.
Yeah, I mean, I'm using it as a metaphor for fraud. But yeah, basically... I guess when you feel like you're being used by somebody, that's kind of where that line came from. This song was just running through my head throughout my entire divorce. It was kind of the soundtrack to my divorce, but I was so upset during that time. I didn't have the strength to really write it, but it stayed there in my brain, and eventually when I was ready and feeling strong enough, I wrote it.
You walked through the door and into my life. You got down on your knees and made me a wife. You told me the things that girls long to hear. The words are deceiving, Mr. Cavalier. Your vows were a joke.
Alu's marriage didn't even last the 2 years required for her husband to get a green card before he broke her heart.
It was very traumatic. It was very brief and just not what I expected. There was a lot that I went through. And I initially thought I was going to be making like a marriage divorce album. And then that's when, I guess about 6 months later, I started having weird health symptoms, and so then that kind of turned into something else.
That something else led to the title of Mrs. Hypochondriac, as Alu began suffering diffuse ailments and unexplainable symptoms.
I was having like pins and needles sensation in my right leg, and a lot of like burning, just weird kind of nerve things. I had very bad fatigue. And it's just very confusing because the symptoms would come and go. So then you start like questioning yourself, or, you know, you start questioning, well, should I really go see a doctor?
I cannot feel my body. I cannot feel my face. My legs are pins and needles and my mind is a disgrace. I see in double vision, so there's more of you to admire. Got a freaky disposition and my soul is on fire.
And I was surprised to be referred to a neurologist. It was just like really not what I was expecting at all. And so then that turned into like, you know, another 6 months of lots of tests. And finally I got the diagnosis.
The diagnosis was multiple sclerosis, a disease of nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord. Fortunately for Alu, she does not have progressive MS, which is very aggressive. She has relapsing MS. Fans of the West Wing TV series might recall that the President Bartlet character had this form of the disease.
So the album took a turn, I guess.
The disease didn't down Alu, it also doesn't overtake the central breakup theme of the album, conjured eventually on Nemesis.
That one wrote itself really fast. I mean, that was literally just one afternoon, me at a piano, and it just kind of came out of me. Yeah, I think the most important line in that song is, there just was no room in that relationship for me. Oh, well, and then the other cool thing is, so, like, Nemesis was the Greek goddess of retribution. And so she's the one that led Narcissus to the pool where he fell in love with himself. Because I guess since he was so arrogant, she's like, I'm going to teach him a lesson. So he fell in love with his own reflection. But that eventually led to like his loneliness and downfall. So that's kind of the backstory on that title.
So this is about your ex?
Sure.
She's a cleavage and crucifix, lady in the making, but you can't have both, honey. Who you think you're faking? He's a king of superlatives, and you better agree. There just was no room in that relationship for me.
Da 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 da. Although Alou might sound like the gloom of the world is upon her, she ends the album with a song of survival and triumph called Phoenix.
I wanted to end the album on a more uplifting note, and Phoenix is about strength and survival. And so even though I went through all this crazy stuff, you know, I survived, and I learned so much from my experiences, you know. And I think sometimes the happiest ending is just like reclaiming your life back.
Just one sweet melody, and I know I'll be just fine. There's a feeling in my veins that I will love again.
Alou's latest album is Mrs. Hypochondriac. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Droid apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.